We typically do on a Tuesday morning following a Monday evening Bartlesville City Council meeting. Opportunity to talk city business, and I get to actually welcome in two city councilmen for the price of one. As for a usual appearance, Mayor Tom Gorman. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you, sir?
I'm well.
Good. Let's just before we get into the meat of the program, this is an opportunity to formally introduce our newest member of the City Council, representing what currently is Ward 4.
Correct. Joseph Callahan.
And nice to have you in here, Dr. Callahan. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You and I have tried to get you on the air, but due to council scheduling, there was no council meeting on what was the third Monday of last month, so no opportunity to really say hi to you.
That's right. I was on last week with Ed.
You were, but again,
you were out, so.
I was out. My wife was having some outpatient surgery, and I was there to drive her home, so to speak.
That works. Yeah.
But again, the council chose you out of several applications. I had the opportunity to read all of them, but yours, I think, says a lot about who you are and how come you've chosen Bartlesville and why you've chosen public service. Some of your reasons, I'm summarizing. I'll let you talk about it a little bit, just a little bit. But you kind of came to the city with a attitude to be involved and to be part of what's going on besides just whatever may come in the front door of your practice.
Exactly. I mean, I've been involved in previous homes, so it just felt right. As soon as I got to Bartlesville, I wanted to do the same thing and get involved again. Fell in love with the city as soon as I got here, and then this opportunity presented itself, and very fortunate to have been appointed, and very thankful for that, and hope I do a great job.
No, I have no doubt. You so far in the limited service, you've looked like you've jumped in with both feet and ready to go.
Doing the best I can.
Okay. Well, again, we'll talk more about how your constituents can get a hold of you. Of course, your contact information is on the city website, cityofbartlesville.org. But I wanted to get into the meat of the meeting last night. And this is a project, Mayor, just because you ran the meeting and talked with the council a little bit and also have a little bit more history with this project, has been in the works unofficially, rumbling along for a while, for about 3 years or so.
Correct, Charlie. It's been a goal of the city's for longer than that, to not this particular site, but to do retail development and residential development that is attractive to the types of professionals that are being recruited to Bartlesville and work here, don't live here. So yep. we're trying to entice them and provide the amenities they want to actually live in Bartlesville.
And this also is a product of what people had to say under the Angelou study, both the Angelou 1 and Angelou 2 studies.
Correct. These are deficiencies, whatever you want to call it, needs that the city of Bartlesville had that we are trying to satisfy with this project.
Well, and I mean, all of us like to go out of town shopping. It's fun. You get the opportunity to see something other than the streets that we drive every day. So from that standpoint, it's fun. But that also means that there are sales tax dollars from the city's point of view that are being spent someplace else.
Yeah, for me personally, it's more than just sales tax dollars from the city coffers,
right.
The operations of the city. When you spend money on the internet or in Tulsa or Owosso, that's funding someone else's fire department, someone else's police department. That's important to us. But more so, the people that are employed in town, in Bartlesville, if you shop in Bartlesville, those people are going to turn around and spend money in Bartlesville. That's why they say that there's a factor of three for every dollar that's spent in your community. It multiplies three times in economic impact. So it is important for us to have offerings that satisfy someone's desire or need to shop somewhere else. I have to agree with you that if somebody wants a Saturday trip out of town and they're going to incorporate shopping into it, I don't think there's a whole lot we can do about that. But the things that people need we want to be able to provide those within our community.
Well, and again, the brands that will be at this shopping center, and we'll talk more about the center itself to be located adjacent to Lowe's. It hasn't been announced publicly, but again, if you go to the developer's website, the developer seems to have an affinity to work with certain brands, and I think you can kind of put one and one together and not come up with three too often.
I agree, Charlie. And if people are curious about that, I do recommend the developer is a GBT development. And, you know, we took a large step last night in moving this process forward. We took the initial step in formalizing the TIF district, and we approved the site development plan for phase one. And we approved the rezoning for the entire site, which would be all four phases. And of course, they will come back to the Planning Commission with site development plans for phases 2, 3, and 4 when appropriate.
Okay. And again, either one of you, I started with the mayor just because he's the more familiar of the two voices, but either one of you, please feel free to jump in. This development, it answers some retail requests. I think it's probably the best word for me to use, assuming that the developer does what we believe that they will do. But it also just says, here's some more retail opportunities in Bartlesville, and the construction dollars and construction jobs will benefit our community as well.
Absolutely. And I think most people understand what a TIF district is, but it's a tax increment financing. We are utilizing that to get land that is difficult to develop into a position that it can be developed. We're going to contribute that improved land, or I shouldn't, improved means there's structures on it, but we're going to enhance the land to where it is ready to build on for the structures, and we'll use those TIF district funds to do that. I think it's important to know that we do not pledge any of the city's normal operating revenue towards the TIF district. There's the city is not a security on this. The security for the financing is born out of the development itself and the tax ad valorem tax revenue and the sales tax revenue from the development. Not any of the city's normal operating will go towards the TIF district.
Please correct me if I oversimplify or if I'm incorrect on TIFs in general, but this one specifically. The taxing bodies that would get the property tax dollars, the ad valorem dollars, the county, Bartlesville Public Schools, Tri-County Tech, and others, basically have said we will forego X number of years of the difference in those dollars, whether from what it is currently being paid on that undeveloped piece of property to what the final development would be worth in order to incentivize this development.
That is correct. It does not reduce their current revenue stream. It does, for that particular land, it does cap their current revenue stream at what it is today. And then at whatever time the TIF district pays off its debt, the TIF district will be satisfied, and then the revenue from ad valorem will be passed on to all the entities you listed. Except you didn't list the city of Bartlesville, and that's we're one of the receiving entities also.
You are one of the receiving entities, but and you do get some ad valorem dollars on bonds. But
that's correct.
It's
our GO
bonds. That's not correct. What is normally thought of by most people as far as the financing of the city.
We do not get any operational funds from ad valorem taxes, so you are correct there.
Yeah, and those bond projects are important, as is evidenced by the new public safety building.
Absolutely, which we tried to have a groundbreaking on, and got rained out. So they are plowing ahead with construction, and we'll have a ceremonial groundbreaking. I think that's next week, isn't it?
All five council members, I hope, will be available to turn over that ceremonial shovel of dirt.
After they've already got, I think, some concrete pretty close to going in the ground.
Minor details. Last night's the meeting, I know a few people voiced their concerns, their objections, their what-ifs, but the council heard those, considered them, and I have to believe took action based on some fully informed decisions. And for among your first important council votes, just human reaction, what was going through your mind on that vote?
Well, and I made the comment last night, you know, it's great to have the citizens come out to these meetings because you want to hear what their thoughts are. And, you know, just as many as concerns as we heard, we also heard support from other people, too. So, you know, it's a tough decision whenever it's a development that's being built right next to your house. So it's a tough subject. At the same time, you've got the rest of the city to consider as well. So I think Mayor Gorman did a great job of adding an addition to the motion that we passed. Working very closely with the developer, the staff will do that so that we can make sure that those citizens in that area are, you know, have a voice.
And I think I know based on what I heard last night that certainly ample opportunity was given to hear those voices so that you could consider all sides of the topic. So we will continue to, on this particular council meeting, some of the other action and comments from our two council members this morning when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning, again talking with, two council members this morning as we get to a bonus council member here in this morning for the meeting. But Mayor Gorman, again, the construction project on Adams and Silver Lake, that's going to be done in several phases, but last I heard there should be some dirt being turned over, some dirt being moved within the next several months.
Yes, Charlie, there's final testing and engineering that has to be completed. The Bartlesville Development Authority and the developer had gone as far and expended as much money as they or were willing to spend until they got through this approval process. I think this clears all the hurdles from the city's side. We have our financing package ready to roll. This gives them the go-ahead on phase one for the site development plan. Now the developer will and the BDA will work through completing their contracts, finalizing the testing, and finalizing the engineering so that they can start turning work. So I think you are correct that I believe the original goal was July.
Yeah, that was what I remembered. But again, because you have to allow for different actions and things, sometimes council meetings aren't held or whatever, and that can delay and or speed up a project.
As has been discussed at length, part of this property is in the floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
It is in part of the floodplain that is easily developable. It is not in a floodway. But to develop it in a responsible manner and according to the Corps of Engineers rules on floodplains, and of course the city has more restrictive rules than the Corps of Engineers, the engineering is extensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the developer took their engineering to the point that was needed as of today to come up with a site development plan. Now they need to finalize that process so that they can come up with true construction documents and can finalize what the site will really look like after it's been fully developed.
Now, I know probably the area residents know this, but many of the other folks in the city may not. We do have a precedent of a structure being built in that type of a floodway, right?
Yeah, correct. Lowe's is an excellent example that, you know, they chose that location for the same reason this developer is choosing it, is that it's in the center of Bartlesville. It has traffic counts for people, potential shoppers that are driving by that are higher than or what on 75, and they know that the in-town traffic counts, the likelihood of people stopping in and shopping is higher than someone traveling down the highway. So that's the reason for the attractiveness of this site. That's why Lowe's chose it, and I think it's an excellent resource for us to put in the middle of our city.
So, and again, I have not read or at least memorized the requirements as far as floodplains, but as far as there is no net effect, no net change, the amount of water that is being held is the same amount of water that would be held. Any runoff or expansion of where water would sit doesn't change, then, and again, probably oversimplified, but that's the net process, right?
The net effect of zero, correct. And I can tell you that our goal, everyone's goal, is for the water that is supposed to flow across the property to flow across more efficiently than it does currently. The water that is supposed to be held on the property as detention will be held more efficiently than it is currently. So, those are the goals, and that's what we will try to achieve through the development. So, there's a lot of very intelligent people that work in the design of this and have knowledge of it, and I'm not one of them.
Well, you were one of the five that got the vote anyway.
That's true, but not floodplain design, so, right. Or development in the floodplain. So.
Other items, either from last night or upcoming events, a couple of spring cleanup event, I guess, probably the best way to talk about it.
Correct, yes. We all know our city manager, Ed Gordon, and his affinity to spring cleaning, so he always brings this up many times. And anyway, the spring cleanup, where people can take their water bill, go out to the city dump and take household debris, mm-hmm, out to the dump and dispose of it without a charge, is April 16th through the 23rd. And then there's another day that is sponsored by Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, and
It is the Saturday after that, and I don't have it in front of me. Saturday the 23rd,
okay.
Sounds right. Yeah,
okay.
And I know we'll be broadcasting from that event, as we often do, from the ConocoPhillips parking lot. Mm-hmm. Right off the top of my head, if memory serves, the event starts at 10.
Right, and that's an excellent opportunity for people to get rid of old televisions, old computers, things that should be recycled, batteries. That you cannot take to the landfill legally, and it highly recommend people bring things of that nature out at that time.
I know it's all posted on the city's website, cityofbartlesville.org, and again, the Operation Clean House, I'm looking at the city's website. I was wrong when it said it starts at 10, actually an 8 o'clock start time.
Correct.
On that.
8 to 2 on April 23rd. So.
And there, sure, was some. There was a flyer in the water bill that,
correct,
just went out.
Correct. Very good memory. So, Charlie, I think we'd be remiss to not mention that we approved the city's audit last night. Very exciting stuff.
But required business.
Personally, it's very important to me, because the council does not on a daily basis go in and manage the city manager, or manage the functions of the treasury, or manage the city clerk. We rely on their reports to us, and then once a year the audit is performed on the city council's behalf to look at what the city council has instructed the staff to do. Have they done that, and are they managing the operations of the city in accordance with our prescribed instructions? So this is a document to the city council. We received a clean audit this year, and it just pleases me to have audits like this that I know they've looked thoroughly at the operations of the city, and that we can rely on our staff and the auditor and this is a confirmation that we can rely on the staff. So.
Well, and the analogy has been given, and it works very well. If you compare city business to that of any major corporation, the council is the board of directors. It is the policy setting arm, but then the day-to-day employees administer what policy has been set by the board.
That is correct, and they're responsible for close to $30 million a year when you include the city operations and the utility funds. It's a fairly large business that we operate, and I think it's paramount for us to be responsible with all the funds that flow through the city and have the controls on inventory and everything of that nature. So.
Our newest council member going through the budget process for the first time, and this kind of is reminiscent of the time of the year that the council would have put on new council members when you first came on the council.
That's correct, and the budget process was part of the reason we changed that date. You were thrown to the fire. We would get seated the 1st of April. Is mm-hmm. that and the budget basically is completed by. It's the middle of May.
It has to be approved by the state around the 25th or 28th
mm-hmm. right.
of June.
Of June, right. Yeah. So we have to have our process done at least by the 1st of June. I think it's actually earlier than that. But you didn't even know which way to go if the fire alarm rang, much less anything on the budget after being on the council for a month. So we think the November or the 1st of December start date gives the council members time to acclimate to their position prior to working on what is probably the most important routine item that we have, and that's the city budget.
Yeah, because nearly every decision that the council makes is refers back to that budget. Do we have the funds that will need to be expended for whatever it is you're implementing?
Correct. And has the council approved that expenditure. Yeah.
Well, I know we haven't heard much from the doctor, but I want to give you final closing remarks here. New process for you, but so far it appears as though that you're ready to get the job done, and I hope that you will, not that I'm committing you to final in August, but I hope you will stick around for longer than just the 6 month to 8 month term.
I plan on it. Like you guys have said, I've kind of hit the ground running with the budget process starting very soon. Last night's meeting was something, a good step forward for the city, and that's something that I was really looking forward to being a part of as well, future development of the city and attracting and retaining is, that's a big thing we need to look at. So.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Community Connection on K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Very warm temperatures and very high winds leading to extreme wildfire dangers across a good portion of the state today.